How you doing?
Well, thank you. In cold, snowy Boston with 42 inches on the ground.
Dude,
oh my God.
You're talking about snow, I assume.
We are talking about cold, cold snow, and it is just beautiful, cold, and interesting for the pets in our neighborhood.
And we're talking to Brad White on Animal Radio. Good stuff for great pets. And Brad, you don't you run a company called Midnight Pass or something like that? I've heard of you guys before.
Well, that's great. Terrific. That's new brand recognition. Yes, Hal. We started our business back in 1998. I was with the Sharp Image Company for many years.
Oh, that I love that. All the little gadgets. Now I know where you get your ideas. Go on.
Well, we changed it a little bit. Midnight Pass is a geographic name from a place in Florida, a very beautiful place. And we market products that make sense, products that are in the pet business and products that are in the executive gift area and also products for kids. And we focus on items that are $25 to $2,500 and ones that don't plug in. No batteries and no plugs, because we get higher customer satisfaction value as a result.
Okay, tell us about some of your animal-related stuff.
Well, it's really interesting. I specifically attended the Inventors Show in Waterbury, Connecticut back in 2001 looking for new product. And right around the corner, there was a woman, Lisa King, who is my now partner and inventor of our products, who had green hands because she had made this in her kitchen sink.
Oh, no.
Actually took netting and dyed it green and put it over a metal croquet wicket and called it Dr. Karcher's Pet Containment System. Picture a long slinky that you put on your lawn, and it allowed her cat, her indoor cat, that always wanted to be outdoors, to go outdoors safely because it was contained, safely contained.
This is where I know Midnight Pass from. This is now, it's all coming together. I've seen these. I've seen them in magazines. They're awesome. Little like tubes and tunnels.
Yeah, so I said, hey, don't call it that crazy long name. Call it Kitty Walk. So we became friends, and Kitty Walk was born in the year 2001. That was our first product, and it stakes into the ground. It's 10 feet long, and if you don't have a backyard or you don't have a place to stake it into, our first customer from Tokyo said, hey, I've got a small porch and a small place to put this, so we made a six-footer, and it's called the Deck and Patio, so it will fit on any surface, whether it be tar or wood or patio or seashells or whatever it may be, and everything we make together at Kitty Walk, which is our brand, connects together. So customers buy one piece, and they come back 2 or 3 months later, and they buy a second and a third.
Oh, wow.
Now we have 35 different products that can connect together.
Like Legos, sort of.
Exactly. And, you know, some people at the pet show say, hey, that looks like a habit trail for cats and for small dogs. And we say, you're exactly right. But one thing we say about this Kitty Walk system product is that we always want our customers, being the two-legged customers who oversee their four-legged furry friend, to make sure that they use this in a supervised manner. Much like you'd put your child in a baby crib in the backyard, you wouldn't leave that child and go to work. We do the same thing with our pets. We don't put our cats out and then go on vacation, but as we're out gardening or working or playing in the backyard or reading, we like our pets to enjoy the great outdoors because, one, cats love to chase bugs and birds, and there's 79 million cats in this country. We don't want them to catch the birds, so they have that full ability to see the bird, but they're in a netted environment, so they can't hurt the bird. And they like to eat grass. Grass is good for the digestion. So Kitty Walk has become a real household hit in the pet business.
Well, they're like kids sometimes, the cats. I know if you turn your back for just a second, they are gone, no matter how much they hang around you. Yes, they are.
Well, I know it's important to get them outside. And if you have an indoor cat, you know they live a lot longer. It's a lot healthier for them to be indoors. But you want them to get outside every once in a while, and this is a great protected way for them to be outside. But not why I'm calling you today, Brad. I'm calling you because I want to know about the pedometer, or the pedometer.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah, how do you pronounce that?
The pedometer.
Pet-tometer.
This is a great story. One of the fellows that worked with me at the Sharper Image, his name is Joe Branson. He was a salesman in one of the stores that I ran in Boston. And he has a big Labrador Retriever in New York. And every time he went to the beach last summer, he'd throw a slimy, sloppy tennis ball. The dog would run and get it and come back a million times a day like we all know they do. He said, I wonder how far my dog goes. So he developed from a pedometer, which is a device that measures your strides, he developed the petometer, which does the same thing. All you do is you put in Fido's weight and Fido's stride, and the pedometer measures Fido's every paw step. And it's really brilliant. It comes in six different colors. It weighs less than 1 ounce. It clips to the dog's collar, It only costs $19.95. And it's a fun way to quantitatively, did I say that right? Quantitatively measure how far your dog ran or walked in miles.
And it could be the same amount that you walked with him, too, huh?
Now, if you were walking with your dog on a leash, it would be identical. Now, if you are in a safe area, whether it be a puppy park or you're on a beach or you're in a forest that you know you can let your dog run free safely, then he obviously will put more mileage on. And what's interesting about the pedometer is that not only does it give you the mileage, it gives you total elapsed time your pet ran, how many calories your pet ran. So if you wanted to see if you, for instance, had a diabetic dog or a dog that was on a special diet, how much energy the walk consumed, then you can do that with the pedometer.
Wow. You know, I it's a good idea for dogs. I don't think it would work for my cats because basically they go from the couch to the bed to the chair. They don't go very far.
Yeah, what are the smallest increments that you'd have on that? Well, that's a great idea, and I'd like to give one away. Can we give one away?
I have several to give away. Yes, I can give away 9. I got 10, and I'm going to keep that one for myself.
Okay, we have 9 at 1-866-405-8405. All these great products, how can we learn more about them, Brad?
Please come visit our website to learn all about the Kitty Walk pet stroller we have and about the pedometer and the other pet products like the Breezy Bed. Just visit our website. Simply go to kittywalk.com, KittyWalk, kittywalk.com, or you can call our toll-free line, which is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, toll-free at 877-844-4438.
That's Doesn't that spell like gift?
877-844-GIFT, G-I-F-T, you bet.
You know, I didn't read that anywhere. I put that, I'm like an idiot savant.
Unbelievable. I should have called you. But, you know, we're having a lot of fun in this business. The pet business is wonderful. The customers are great. And we get so many letters every week from satisfied customers. It's just a thrill to be in.
We're almost out of time, but I got to find out, what's the Breezy Bed?
Breezy Bed is the world's first elevated outdoor dog bed with a built-in cabana to protect your pet from the elements.
Do they make them in human size?
I test them. I weigh 220 fat pounds, and it holds me for a long period of time. They come in two sizes, medium and large. They can hold any size dog.
Once again, the website is midnightpass.com or kittywalk.com.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Both of those
work. Or call 877-844-GIFT. Brad, I'm hoping that we can schedule some more time to talk again, because every time we talk, it seems like we run out of time, and there's so much going on over there at Midnight Pass.
And we have some 4 new products coming out by April for conveying your pet safely in your car. So please stay in touch.
I will definitely do that. Hold on 1 second. We got more Animal Radio on the way.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.